I think we all go through phases where we feel stuck. We feel completely stagnant, confused, lost. We even sometimes don't know if our passions are really our passions anymore. And I want to normalize that. I feel like people have the tendency to want to have it all figured out all the time. They want to have their futures figured out and their past even figured out and the now figured out. And when I say people, I mean you, me, our family members, our friends. Everybody has that tendency. And if they say they don't, they're probably lying. But the truth is, you will never have it figured out. You will never wake up one day and have everything figured out. The beautiful part about life, and yet the most scary part about life, is we are in the unknown. The unknown of why the things happened in our past. The unknown of the future and what's going to happen. The only thing that we can really grasp onto is today. Right now. This minute. Because this is the only time that we have to truly feel here. You know, sometimes life gets confusing. Especially when you're going through things. It's heavy. Especially in the world that we live in right now, life gets so heavy. And my heart goes out to you if you're in the place of feeling lost right now, or if you're feeling confused or stuck, because it's a very uncomfortable place to be. But let me tell you something. We always try and avoid that process. We always try and avoid the phase of feeling stuck, because why? It's uncomfortable, but it's so needed. It's so necessary. Moments like this in your life where you don't know where to turn next, those moments are necessary. Because later on, when you have these moments even more, you're going to learn how to guide yourself through them without freaking out. The thing is being human, we change so much. You change so much and so often. You're always growing into new versions of yourself. You're discovering new parts of yourself that you didn't know existed. You're even letting some parts of yourself die. And when that happens, the things that we love, we might not love anymore. The people we love, we might not be in love with anymore. The things that make us happy might not make us happy anymore. And that's okay. It's okay to outgrow the job that you thought you always wanted. It's okay to outgrow the life that you thought you wanted to live. It's okay to not want the life anymore that you thought that you needed to be happy. It is okay to change your mind. It's okay to grow. Because after all, we're human. You're human. I'm human. And in moments of uncertainty like this, or in moments of growing, that's when the unknown and the feeling stuck kind of sticks out more than anything. You wake up and you don't know what makes you happy anymore. You go do that one thing that makes you smile, and all of a sudden it doesn't make you smile. And that leaves you really confused. See, every day we grow into ourselves a little bit more, and in that, like I just said previously, a part of us dies. Letting parts of yourself die isn't always a bad thing. In order to grow into who you really need to be and who you aspire to be, you can't hold on to the old you. And I know, the old you. They've been through so much. You've been through so much. There's parts of you that were strong and surpassed so many challenges and tribulations and heartache and pain. And it's scary to have that part of you go. Because it's like, how are you going to make it through anything else if you don't have that part of you that kept you safe and kept you grounded and kept you protected? But how do you know that the new part of you isn't going to do that, but better? Growth is scary. Stagnancy is, it's terrifying. Life is never gonna be steady. Again, you're never gonna wake up one day and have it all figured out. It's just not real. This is life. Life is uncertainty. You don't know if you're gonna wake up tomorrow. You don't know if that future that you're stressed, if that future that you're stressing about is even gonna be there. You don't know. That's why it's so important to live in today and try new things. If you feel like you don't know where you're headed with your life, or you don't know what makes you happy, go try new things. Go take yourself out on a picnic. Go riding on a bike. Go buy a skateboard. Go do something that you've never done. Go find things that you could possibly be passionate about that you haven't tried before. You have to not be so still in who you are. It's amazing to feel like you know exactly who you are and that you are whole. But the tricky part about that is we get stuck in that version of ourselves. And we're not supposed to be stuck in one version of ourselves for the rest of our lives. We're supposed to change. Our decisions are supposed to change. Our feelings are supposed to change. And that's okay. It's okay to change. It's scary. It's a really scary thing. Especially when you have control factors about you. If you are the type of person that likes to be in control 24/7 and you like to know the whys and the whens and the hows, that's a hard thing to be in the unknown, because you have zero control. But that's something that you have to learn to love somewhat. To some degree, you have to learn how to trust life. Trust the parts of yourself that you haven't discovered yet to take you to exactly where you need to be. Trust. And, you know, life lately for me, I guess, I've been feeling very stagnant too. Everyone around me has been really confused and in a weird place. That might just be life in 20s. It most likely is, but it's not a good feeling. So I said that to say this. You're not alone in how you feel. You're not alone when it comes to feeling confused with your life. It's completely normal to not know what the fuck you're doing. None of us know what we're doing. We get up each day, we try our best, and if it's a bad day, we wake up and try again. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have your emotions change. It's okay to go through heartbreak. It's okay to grow. And it's okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay. Everything is okay. And the thing with emotions and feelings when we're in this point in our life is they feel so heavy. It feels like the whole world is crashing down on you. It feels like you're drowning and you'll never be able to breathe again. But little do you know, that breath of fresh air is right around the corner. You just have to trust. It's a lot easier said than done. I will say that. We all struggle, you know? Really, the crazy part about life too is every day you're gonna get something thrown at you. You're gonna get a curveball. And you have to just take it to the chin. You have to keep trusting. And keep having faith. When life seems so dark and things seem like they're never gonna get better and you feel so stuck and you're never gonna get out of it, that's usually when your blessing is right around the corner. You just have to keep holding on. Just have to keep holding on. Whatever you believe in, whether that be the universe, God, whatever that is to you, find something that you can hold on to and have faith in. I love you. And just know that you're never alone. I know it's easy to get so caught up with going on social media and seeing people's morning routines and their night routines and their perfect life, but I can promise you that nobody's life is perfect. Most of us are confused, and most of us are also just trying to figure out what we're doing. So, you're not alone. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.